Welcome to the happiest pod on earth.
Woo!
We are Geek Therapy's Disney podcast on the Geek Therapy Network. My name is Josue Cardona. I'm joined by Lara Taylor.
Yeah.
And if you know us from Geek Therapy or GT Radio or the GT Library, welcome. That's us. If you don't, we'd like to introduce ourselves, tell you a little bit about ourselves, the GT Network, what Geek Therapy is all about, and why we're making a Disney podcast, and what makes our Disney podcast different from all the other Disney podcasts.
There are a lot of Disney podcasts.
There gotta be, yeah.
It's Disney.
A lot of people love Disney, like we love Disney.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's a good way to start. We're making this podcast because we like Disney.
No, not because we like it, because we love it.
We love Disney. This is true. That's why we're making this. This is not a review show. This is not a Disney critique show. We are unabashedly biased pro-Disney.
All the way. I bleed Disney.
Yep, we bleed Disney. And so that's a good way to set things off. Also, I think that what's going to make our show different is that you and I, we can't just watch something. Right.
We watch, feel it.
We feel it. We think about it. We can't just watch it. We need to think about it deeply. We analyze it. And then we think about ways that we can use it to help other people start important conversations. We look at
relate, you know, to people in our lives.
Yeah. How it makes us feel, how it makes other people feel, how we can connect with other people over it. Those are the themes that we're going to talk about. Mm-hmm. And everything Disney goes, like, we're going to talk about the parks, we're going to talk about the movies, the TV. Actually, TV is a big part of it. One of the reasons why I wanted to make sure that we started around now is because Disney Plus is coming at the end of the year. That's going to be a big deal. There's going to be a lot of shows there.
I cannot wait.
Yeah, I'm super excited about Disney Plus. And everything I hear so far sounds right, right? Mm-hmm. Sounds like they're doing the right thing. So I can't wait for that. And it's also a huge year for Disney. I mean, we've got Star Wars Land open in the parks.
Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm.
We've got live action versions of Dumbo, Aladdin, Lion King.
All that Disney nostalgia right there coming right back for all of us in our 30s.
We've got sequels in Toy Story 4, Maleficent 2, Frozen 2.
Oh.
Like, this is... This year's unbelievable. I mean,
and that's not even talking about Star Wars movies or Marvel movies.
Exactly. Like, and I'm not going to say that those things are off limits.
Because
I think inevitably we will touch.
When Disney Plus comes out, I think we will definitely touch on those things for sure.
Yeah. And we're right. You know, we're like 2 weeks out from or after the release of Endgame, and that's a huge deal. Like, I don't know. And the, it's all Disney. Like, you can't. Mm-hmm. They just announced Avatar sequels up until 2027.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, that's Disney now. It was kind of Disney before because of the parks. Like, it's just Disney's encompassing a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll try to keep it core.
Yeah.
For the most part.
We can touch those things.
We're not a daily show. We can't talk about everything Disney.
We gotta curate this.
Yeah. So I think... That kind of sets the stage for what we're going to talk about, why we're here. And we'll give more examples later about what we mean when we say we were talking about Disney in the way that makes us feel, how we can relate to other people, how it connects us, how we can use it. You'll see that as we continue to speak today and in future episodes. And if you want more examples of that type of thing, definitely check out the Geek Therapy Network, which is full of other shows that do similar things. We're on a weekly show called GT Radio. And you can mm-hmm. find all that stuff at geektherapy.com. That's our bread and butter.
Mm-hmm.
So let's start with some Disney origin stories.
Origin? Yeah, what story is good without the origin story? You got to know where things came from, right? My origin story, my first trip to Disneyland was before I was a year old.
No way.
Yeah, I was little Lara, little baby. I have been going to Disneyland almost every year since then. There have been years where I didn't go like once, but then other years where I went like 4 times, 5 times maybe. So it balances out and I've been a lot. So my family, the origin story actually started with my mom, who was born 10 years before Disneyland. She was 10 when Disneyland opened. And her dad promised her that he would take her to Disneyland and never did. And so when she met my dad, he took her to Disneyland for her first time. So she wanted her kids to go all the time. So we went all the time. And my life has been filled with seeing the Disney movies when they come out every year, going to Disneyland several times a year. I had all the Disney stuffed animals in my room. I've had plenty of trips to, like, we had a routine every year driving down to Disneyland. We would even expand the trips, but like if it was a 2-week vacation, a week of it would be Disneyland. I have soundtracks from Disney songs, like Disney movies, all over my house. I can probably, anytime one of those songs come on, I probably know all of the words. It is such a part of me and who I am. And it's part of how my family communicates and relates to each other and important moments in our lives. If you have heard Josue and I talk on GT Radio, I've mentioned several times that I lost my mom when I was 11. She passed away, and my first trip to Disneyland after that was, I think, later that year, maybe the next year. And I don't think I ever stopped, like, go. That was when the, like, yearly trips started again. I use that as a way to connect to her. It's been a rough roller coaster some years. It's hard when I go, and it makes me feel all sad and miss her. But at the same time, it's like a way of keeping her spirit alive and with me. I went to Disneyland after I graduated high school. I went to Disneyland after... No. I went after I graduated high school. I proposed to my wife there. I went for my bachelorette party. Then we went to the resort, Disney Resort Aulani in Hawaii for our honeymoon. Pretty much every major life event, you go to Disneyland in my family. It's like that thing with the Super Bowl. You win the Super Bowl. Where are you going to go? What are you going to do now? You go to Disneyland. That's my family, with every big event.
I was telling someone recently about those old commercials.
Mm-hmm.
So what are you going to... Oh, like, you just won this, right? Like, what are you going to do now? We're going to Disney World. I lived on the East Coast, so Disney World is the park that I went to.
I've been there twice. Yeah.
Well, I mean, you live a few hours away from Disneyland, so it's...
Yeah.
It's easier.
Yeah. It's definitely easier for me, but yeah.
And to get the whole family together?
Yeah, and it would definitely be hard to get the whole family together to go to Disney World. There would be a lot of plane tickets for my family.
Yeah, yeah. So that's your origin story.
My origin story. Hmm. I feel like I came out of the womb, like, singing It's a Small World or something.
You know, I don't think I ever told you this, but when I was a kid, I was... Up until I was, well, I didn't know that I was really allergic to this particular type of tree in Florida.
Hmm.
Until I went to Florida for the first time.
Well, that would be a good reason to not know if you hadn't been to Florida.
Yeah, yeah. As I understand it, my mom said that I almost died from an asthma attack because I wasn't actually asthmatic, and I was in an oxygen tent for days.
Ooh.
In Orlando. And that's kind of like a hindrance for as a kid for you to be able to go to Disney World.
Yeah.
So it wasn't until a few years later that I was able to go to Disney World for the first time. I must have been I probably went when I was 5 or 6, actually. And then a couple more times later. I haven't been in many, many years. But really, my origin story is just being raised by the Disney Channel. Mm-hmm. It's It's incredible. I remember a few years ago I played this game, this board game. Well, it's not really a board game, but it's a game called Seen It.
Yeah.
Right? And then you have the, like, you put a DVD in, and it's got all these trivia questions, and I was unstoppable. And people were like, how do you know so much about Disney? I was like, that's all I watched as a kid. Literally, I would just sit in front of the Disney Channel. And when I was a kid, they gave all of the Disney movies. And mm-hmm. and so I knew about all of these movies because I just watched them over and over and over again on TV. And they don't show the movies now like they used to on the Disney Channel or anywhere. You know, it's like this yeah. is one of the exciting things about Disney Plus.
All of the movies,
except one.
Except one, yeah.
Except one. That was it. And like Mickey Mouse Club and all of the Mickey cartoons and everything. I just saw them on loop for years as a kid. And I can't remember how small I must have been when I started watching. And I used to sneak out of my room and then just go turn on the Disney Channel late at night and just go to sleep watching the Disney Channel. And I was like super, super small. And then my parents got divorced and I kept watching the Disney Channel. Like, doesn't matter where I was, what I was doing. That was like my comfort food. That was home for me. That was consistent. And I just loved it. There was nothing that I liked more than Disney as a kid. And you know, like, I'm really looking forward to episodes in the future when we talk about more specific things. Like, I have really fond memories of playing Disney video games as a kid, right?
I was me
like,
too.
There's no way I wasn't going to play all of these video games that were about my favorite movies or cartoon series. And as someone who kept watching Disney Channel for years, there's all of these things that people like don't know about, like all the TV shows that they did. They were technically sequels to the animated movies. And there are all these live action shows that the more I've been thinking about doing the show, like, the memories have been coming back. It's mm-hmm. like, oh, live action Dumbo. It's like, actually, there was a live action Dumbo. It was called Dumbo Circus. It was on TV. I used to watch it all the time.
It's so funny because I love Disney so much, and I feel like I know like everything. Like, I know a lot. There's very little that I haven't heard when people tell me something. Did you know this about Disney? And I'm always excited when I find something that I don't know already. I have all those like Disneyland like trivia books and things you didn't know, and maybe in each book there's one or two things I didn't know.
Yeah.
But Disney Channel live action shows are my weakness. I didn't watch a lot of those. So it's going to be interesting to hear your take on that, because that's like the one area of Disney that didn't really permeate into my being.
Oh, it's like Christopher Robin came out and I was like, I used to watch Winnie the Pooh. That was live action.
I did watch some of that. Yeah. Yeah.
there's just so much content. Now mm-hmm. I think we've made a huge mistake where we were kind of, please don't come at me with trivia questions, because I'm probably not that great. I'm just saying that mm-hmm. among my peers, among the people I've been surrounded by, nobody came close when it came to Disney stuff. But I'm sure that many, many people out there can definitely out-trivia me by mm-hmm. a lot. Especially, I mean, like, we're in our 30s now. Mm-hmm. I remember a lot of Disney stuff from when I was a kid. Just because of the repetition as a kid. But I'm sure there's a lot of stuff that I've forgotten too.
I don't know.
You know? You think you remember everything?
I remember quite a few things. I mean, I go to Disneyland all the time. Like, one of the things I want to do is I want to go and do a one of their like guided tours, because it would be interesting to see what they say. I just don't want to spend the money and then not learn anything, because I already know where Walt Disney's apartment was, or like where Club 33 is, all those things. And I know about a lot of the Easter eggs in the different movies, and
like the genitalia on the cover of the Little Mermaid.
I was gonna go with what is it?
The Naked Bodies and the Rescuers. Not
things like that. I was thinking more along the lines of in Tarzan, you can see Mrs. Potts and Chip, like that kind of thing.
Gotcha.
Yeah, but I do know those other ones, because when I was younger, I was like, oh, that's a whole episode. Supposed to actually know that. So yeah, that could be a whole episode.
I didn't think of that. Oh,
yeah. Oh, we're coming up with ideas for episodes now. This
yeah,
is great.
Yeah. This is gonna be good. Maybe we should make it a daily show. No. Oh man. Yeah. No, I'm.
No, but we'll have plenty of episodes for people to listen to.
Yeah, and I am excited about that. About learning more. And part of it will be refreshing my memory, mm-hmm. but a lot of it will be new. Like I saw you, I guess, almost a year ago now,
mm-hmm.
and we went to the Cartoon Art Museum in San Francisco.
Yeah.
And they had these drawings, like these sketches and these animation cells from Disney cartoons. And there was one in particular that was, I talked about it on GT Radio, which was Mickey standing outside of a house, looking through the window, like really sad in like a trench coat.
Mm-hmm.
And inside was Walt Disney and Donald Duck laughing over dinner. Mm-hmm. And the caption was something like, you know, like this was drawn during the time when Donald Duck was more popular than Mickey Mouse. I was like, what? When did that happen?
He was ever popular? Yeah.
Yeah. And obviously, you know, we were born in the 80s, so, and that happened in what, like the 50s or 60s.
Mm-hmm.
So it was way before our time, but there's so much history too that I just, yeah, we're unfamiliar with. And yeah, it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun to do research for some of these episodes and,
mm-hmm.
and learn some stuff. Yeah.
And that's part of why it should be not a daily show, because we need to do research for some of these things.
Because we have day jobs. That's
why. Yeah.
You know, I watched it as a kid. I watched Disney Channel nonstop as a kid. And then I have a little sister who was born 2.5 years after I did. And then we watched Disney together. And Disney's a huge part of us connecting. And now, I mean, it's generational. My niece, who my little sister's daughter, is, again, super into Disney. And it's so amazing to see, like, her first Disney movie was Frozen. Like, her first Disney obsession was Frozen. Mm-hmm. And the Disney Channel and Disney Plus, well, not Disney Plus, Disney, what's the other channel? The
XD.
XD, right? Yeah. Disney XD. Those channels are very, very different than the Disney Channel I watched as a kid.
Definitely.
But to my niece and nephew, like, it's the same thing. Like, you just put on those channels and shut up, let me watch the Disney Channel. Doesn't matter what we're watching. And it's amazing to see them now with Netflix also and put Disney shows on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
Or go into the Disney XD app, or it's not an XD app anymore, but, you know, go into the Disney app and watch all the shows. And we can connect over, like, there's new versions of shows that we used to watch. There's new versions of everything. Like mm-hmm. they love Lion Guard, which is a show about Simba's son and his friends. And Lion King is our favorite movie, right? Our favorite animated movie. So to seem like, to them, it's Simba's son is the guy, right?
He's the guy.
Yeah. It is incredible to be able to connect in that way. And like, I don't remember my grandparents or even my parents ever talking to me about Disney in a way like that. And yet me and my niece and nephew, we connect so much on that. And I connect with my sister, and my mom loves Disney World. Like, we keep talking about wanting to go back. I really want to go to see Star Wars Land. She just mm-hmm. wants to go. She's like, she's old. Her knees are bad. Her back is bad, but she still wants to go. She says, you know, so I just want to go and have that experience again. And she's like, and I want to go with you. We haven't gone together in like 20 years. And I'm so looking forward to that trip when we can go and just hang out at Disney and see how much it's changed, and Disney World, because it's closer.
Mm-hmm.
And and yeah, like, again, for me, for my family, it's also been like connective tissue. It's just something that is a part of us. And my dad, not so much, but my dad is really big into superheroes. So, like, that's a big...
They're opening up a Marvel Land in Disneyland soon.
Yeah, my dad would go to that. Probably. But there were things like when I would wake up late at night and turn on the Disney Channel after everybody was asleep, they would give Zorro, for mm-hmm. example. And like my dad grew up watching Zorro, so he used to love that. So it was still one of those things where we could connect about these characters. Remember when the Antonio Banderas movies came out, to my dad it was like, oh, I used to watch Zorro serials when I was a kid.
And my dad loved the Zorro serials, and he loved the Antonio Banderas movies, and I watched them with him over and over and over again.
Yeah, and those experiences, right? It's like, oh yeah, Dad, I didn't watch the serials like you did, but I watched the show that was on Disney, and now we're getting to see this, and it's incredible. It's just such a huge bonding experience. It's so good. And Disney is just, there's a lot of opportunity for that because of the types of stories that it's told over the years. And
their whole thing is bringing families together. They're a company, they're making money, but I think they're making money off of life experiences and really breaking it down and being and having family time. I mean, I said my origin story is my mom and my dad. My dad grew up going to Disneyland, and our family has a tradition when we go to Disneyland to take pictures on the fire truck they have in Main Street. So we have generations of pictures of different family members on that fire truck. My nephew, he's going to be 23 this summer. I was there for his first Disneyland trip when he was 3 months old. I was there for my younger nephew when he was adopted into our family for his first Disneyland trip. I think about the fact that I haven't been to Disneyland with my dad since I was in high school. That makes me sad. I kind of want to go again with him.
Yeah.
But it's definitely been like a thing. Like you said, your mom is hurting and can't walk around the parks all day or whatever, but she wants to go to Disney World just to go again.
Yeah.
And I think my mom, she had bad knees right before she passed, and she couldn't walk around the parks all day, but she loved being there and just sitting and people watching and being there with family. And I think that is one of those experiences that Disney like transcends your ability to run around the parks all day or whatever. You can sit and watch a movie with your family, or you can go to these parks and have a meal with your family, or watch a parade or whatever. Yeah. There's something for everybody.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I've been thinking about. Right. Like, yeah, we probably won't get on any roller coasters, but there's so many rides that even with a bad back and bad knees,
you can still go on them.
Yeah. And we can go to different restaurants that have really cool food, and we can see characters walking around all over the place, and we can see different exhibits, and I don't know, like
just looking at the detail that goes into the buildings and the facades on the buildings that they've made, and the planning. And I mean, Star Wars Land is going to be its own whole thing.
I still can't comprehend that.
It has its own story.
I know. Every time I hear about the hotel, which as far as I understand, is that when you check in, you're given basically a role playing, like a role to play. It's like you have a name and a backstory, and each room is like different. I don't know all the details, but it's too exciting. I can't even think about it. Just change the subject. My mom talks about how she says, I'll never forget the first time you saw the Epcot ball. And she said that the look on my face was something that, like, to this day, like I should probably ask her about it and put it on the show just to hear her talk about it. Because she is still in awe about the awe that I was in as a kid. And I saw Epcot because, again, I had seen it on TV so many times. And between shows, they would show you the parks and they would go behind the scenes and they would show you all this stuff. And I have very fond memories of Epcot and my experiences at Disney, but it's so amazing to hear her say that. I can't wait to go back. Can't wait for all the new Disney stuff and all the old Disney stuff. Oh man,
we need to like add more time to the day.
If I wanted to specialize in Disney, it would be hard work. Like, I have a whole bunch of Disney movies in my I usually buy digital, so I have a pretty good digital library.
I still have all my VHSs. They're worth a lot.
Are they?
Yes, they are.
Are they They probably are. Oh, in the plastic cases?
Yeah. I have the original Little Mermaid one with the penis that you're talking about.
Whoa, I said genitals before. I was trying to keep it family friendly. Now we're explicit. Friendly. It's fine. No, it's fine. Mm-hmm. It was a penis right in the middle. That's exactly what it was.
Mm-hmm. That's what it was.
Oh, I haven't looked up how those things happened, like the one from Aladdin, the one from The Rescuers. I have no idea how those things happened.
They try to explain it away.
Yeah. But I'm sure that there are, these things have been investigated much better now since the last time I looked into them. That's going to be a fun episode.
Write that down. Explicit Disney.
Here's just a preview for that. I remember meeting kids for the first time that I never met before and them be like, did you know that this thing was in that Disney movie? And you're like, no way. What are you talking about?
Mm-hmm. How many times did I bust out Lion King and fast forward just to show that they had the word sex in the sky.
These are things that it was such a weird way to make friends or connect mm-hmm. with people.
Yeah.
It was like this top secret information that nobody knew, mm-hmm. but we could definitely connect. That's going to be a fun
And our episode. Parents didn't know.
Exactly. So weird. That was so weird. How did our parents not know?
They probably did and just didn't care.
That's probably what it was. Yeah.
But yeah, that's a whole other episode we could do.
Yeah. Oh, that one's going to be fun. So I think I'm looking forward to this show a lot. The mm-hmm. reason why we're doing it, the reason why I've wanted to do it for a very long time is because of how Disney is so special to me, to my family, and how I still enjoy it. Like mm-hmm. I still look forward to Disney movies coming out. And again, that is completely ignoring Marvel and Star Wars. And there's something about seeing a movie coming out that says Disney is Tomorrowland or Disney is...
I get chills just from the little chime of music that you get when it's got the castle comes up and the star goes over the castle or whatever in the previews. Every time. Just chills from the music alone.
Yeah. And that's not a guarantee of quality, but it's still...
But it's a good indicator. It's like a good indicator that you're going to see something good.
Yeah. So I still get excited. What's the one, the last one with Oprah and...
Wrinkle in Time.
Disney's A Wrinkle in Time, right? Like, oh, wait, that was a book and it wasn't a Disney book. And now it's a Disney movie. Mm-hmm. I'm excited for it. I'm more excited for it than I would have been if it was just A Wrinkle in Time.
I remember being really excited that Disney bought the rights to Anastasia. I loved that. When it first came out, I had thought that that movie was a Disney movie, and it's totally not a Disney movie. But it's that level of production and quality.
Yeah. But that was a Fox movie, so now it's Disney owns it, right?
Well, they already bought the rights to it before the Fox merger.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah, before it became a Broadway musical, they bought it.
What? Yeah. This is fascinating because this could be a whole other show too, but I've been thinking about the Fox acquisition mm-hmm. and how connected Fox and Disney already were.
Oh yeah, there were artists that went back and forth and...
Yeah, even like the Avatar thing, right? Like the other mm-hmm. day, Disney's announcing all its movies, Disney, Star Wars, Marvel, and Avatar...
And Avatar wasn't a Disney thing, and then they added it to Animal Kingdom Park.
Exactly.
And now it's a Disney thing.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, whatever, it was already a Disney.
Just like Indiana Jones. And Star Wars weren't a Disney thing, and then they had those in the parks, and now it's a Disney thing.
Yeah, there was already a relationship there, definitely.
Yeah,
so I think that says a lot about Disney as a company, where they were probably thinking like, you know what, like Avatar is the type of thing that we could get behind. We think it's good for families. We think it's like got a good message. We want it in the park too. Doesn't matter that it's a Fox property, right? Mm-hmm. And the same thing with Indiana Jones. It's just, I don't know. It's so cool. Mm-hmm. I'm really excited. So yeah, so there's a lot to talk about Disney-wise. I hope we've given you an idea of kind of who we are and why we're doing this. Okay, so... I am so excited about communing with more Disney people mm-hmm. because I know very few people who are like, ugh, Disney. But I also know very few people who are like diehard Disney the way you and I are.
ride or die Disney. Like I said, yeah. I bleed Disney.
Yeah.
Like, I bet if I cut my vein open, there'd be pixie dust coming out. I'm not going to do it, but I bet there's some pixie dust in there.
Don't do it, though. I believe
you. I won't.
You proved it already. Shut up. You don't have to do all that. It's okay. But, I mean, do you have a lot of people like that in your life who are...
Yeah. I've got a lot of people like that in my life. My family, especially my sister, and I are very close about Disney, and we text each other about new announcements. She's a travel agent, so she gets all the early announcements.
Ooh, gotcha.
I have a few close friends that have kind of been adopted into our family that are Disney, huge diehard Disney fans. I have other friends that run the Disney marathons and 10Ks and all that stuff. I definitely have a lot of friends that have the same experience of Disney is how their family communicates. I have one friend whose family goes to Disneyland, like when I go for important life events and celebrations, she and her family go to Disneyland when there's a tragedy. So yeah, I wouldn't say a whole lot, but I could probably count the number of people on both hands maybe, but I still have quite a few people that are my like, oh my God, did you hear this Disney announcement? I have to tell you thing.
Unfortunately, I don't have that in my life. Right. I don't have many people like other than my mom and my sister and now my niece and nephew. Mm-hmm. Other than that, there's really nobody. And then you're the person who I text to early in the morning when a new trailer comes out.
Oh, yeah.
I know that you're still asleep.
Because you're like 3 hours ahead of me, I wake up to your excitement and I'm like, oh my God, I got to watch this thing.
Like I always do that knowing that you'll wake up and see like the new Lion King trailer, the new Aladdin trailer.
Oh. You know, that's a good way to wake up rather than to like news apps giving me horrible news. I like that.
Seriously. Oh, if anybody wants to do that for me, that would be great. Oh,
I would, but I'm in the other direction.
I know. But this community building aspect is a big part of why I'm excited too. And
yeah,
like the Geek Therapy community is great. And I'm sure some of the diehard Disney fans will come out of the woodworks too. Mm-hmm. I know a couple already. And
hang out in the Geek Therapy Discord in the Disney channel. I see some people peeking around there sometimes.
Exactly. And that's what I was going to get at. We have a Discord server. We have a Disney channel. And, you know, we talk about all sorts of stuff. And I want to invite everybody to go there. You can go to geektherapy.com/Discord to talk about that. And we also have this thing called the Geek Therapy Library, which is a resource for clinicians, for teachers, for really anybody who wants to use media to connect with other people, to relate to other people, to understand them better, or to be understood. And so we have a lot of content in there, and I'm sure that as we continue to make this show, we'll start coming up with library entries mm-hmm. to make about Disney stuff. Because we're usually talking about newer stuff, and I know that there's so many things from our childhood, from the last, you know, 30 years that we're gonna tap into, and we'll definitely add them there too. And that exists on a place called the Geek Therapy Forum, which you can find at forum.geektherapy.com, and that's a great place to just post questions about anything and find discussions about how to use things like Disney properties, Disney shows, movies, games to connect with people, just, you know, hear stories about how it helped people. Like I would love to hear more about your friends who, like, the family, it's part of their grieving process to go to Disney. Mm-hmm. Like I really want to know more about that. And so yeah, so the Discord, the forum, we also have a group on Facebook, which is the Geek Therapy community group on Facebook. It's facebook.com/groups/geektherapy. And yeah, thank you so much for joining us. We hope you'll subscribe to the podcast and hang out with us and go to those community spaces and share your stories. Like why is Disney so important to you, or at what point in your life was it important? Was it helpful? Was it meaningful?
Geek out with us.
Geek out about Disney. Whew, man. Mm-hmm. All right, so thank you again for listening, and we'll be back soon with another episode.
Heck yeah, we will.
We need an outro, a happy outro.
I know, a happy outro.
We'll come up with something. Please send your suggestions.